This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. The government shutdown has ended, at least temporarily, and that means thousands of federal employees across the country are back to work. But as negotiations over the next few weeks will likely be centered around the funding of a border wall, other matters like the ag labor shortage could be part of the talks as well. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse of Sunnyside says the president's willingness to give in, for the time being, creates a chance for further progress.
Seems to me like this is a great opportunity to include some of the things that have to get done. And so he did float that as a possibility a week ago and didn't seem to get a lot of traction on the part of the Democrats, who have made finding a solution for DACA recipients supposedly a high priority, but did not want to engage in the negotiations that would include a solution for DACA recipients in any kind of a deal. So I'm a little confused by that, but I'm hopeful that that will still be part of this discussion.
And Newhouse says it's an important discussion that doesn't end with DACA recipients.
Not only DACA, but for ag labor reform. If we can make some progress there too, that would be tremendously helpful for employers, agricultural employers throughout the state of Washington.
Newhouse says he thinks the president is willing to negotiate while recognizing the negative effects of the shutdown. So it gives him hope a reasonable solution is attainable.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.